This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the government's commitment to strengthening infrastructure and connectivity in Sikkim. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering at the closing ceremony of the state's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium. On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees. He also announced 6 cricket academies for the Northeast region. He described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi and emphasized on the government's resolve of Act East, Act Fast.
North East, ये हिंदुस्तान की अष्टलक्ष्मी है, इसलिए हम एक्ट ईस्ट की पॉलिसी पर तो काम कर ही रहे हैं, हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए एक्ट फास्ट का संकल्प भी लिया है, और इसलिए एक्ट ईस्ट, एक्ट फास्ट, आज भी यहाँ हजारों करोड़ रुपए की सेजा परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है, इनमें रोड, पावर, टूरिज्म, हेल्थ, education, har tarah ke project shamil hai.
Describing Sikkim as the heaven of the East, the Prime Minister urged tourists to visit the state and experience its famed orchids, while also praising its cleanliness. A grand cultural program titled 1,000 Steps of Unity, featuring over 1,500 local artists, was held to mark the occasion. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the Orchidarium in Gangtok, witnessing the state's rich ecological and floral heritage. Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. The Meghalaya Official Language Ordinance 2026 has received the assent of Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar, making Khasi and Garo official languages of the state alongside English. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announced the development in a social media post. The ordinance has been published in the Extraordinary Gazette of Meghalaya and was issued under Article 213(1) of the Constitution as the State Legislative Assembly is not in session. With the new ordinance coming into effect, the Meghalaya State Language Act 2005 has been repealed. A close aide of gangster Dawood Ibrahim and notorious drug trafficker Muhammad Salim Dola was brought to India early this morning. The deportation was carried out after a coordinated operation by intelligence agencies in collaboration with international agencies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah informed that the Narcotics Control Bureau has achieved a major breakthrough in securing the return of Salim Dola from Turkey. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted the importance of the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO in today's world, where worldview appears fractured and countries are becoming increasingly inward-looking. Speaking at the SCO Defence Minister's meeting in Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan, the Defence Minister remembered the victims of the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. He said during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated its firm resolve that centres of terrorism will no longer remain immune from justifiable action. Earlier in the day, Mr. Singh held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Admiral Tung Chun and Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov on the sidelines of the meeting. All preparations are in place for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. 1,448 candidates are in the fray in this phase, including 220 women. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions today over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan. Hot and humid weather conditions will also prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mullanpur in New Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.